There is a very important marumokim in halachic circles, tucked away in the Teiras Chaim in our sugya. So the Gemara said that why is it that there's an institution that's known as a get mekosher? So the Gemara brought three psukim, but then the Gemara said there's no way that the psukim are really the mekar. Ela mekosher midirabanan. The get mekusher is a dirabanan. The kroy asmach debal. The time of my tekin rabbanon mekusher. It's because asr the kahani hava. Vavi kapti tuva. Umegarshi no shayu. Vavdi rabbanon takanta. Ad the hochi vahochi meisvi that time. It's because there was a town where there were a bunch of nervous kohanim, and they would get into a fit of rage. They would be bekas, and they would divorce their wives, and then they couldn't be machzik rishasim after they calmed down. So Chazal said that a kohen that's going to divorce his wife. The Rish said, maybe only a Kohen in this particular place, but a Kohen that's going to divorce his wife has to make a Get Mekusher. Get Mekusher is going to take time to prepare. Adi hachi v'hachi mas v'datayu. And hopefully, if he doesn't really want to divorce his wife, he's not going to. So Teres Chaim on this Gemara says, Mikan mashma. From this Gemara, it's mashma. The kinyan, oy matana. That if a person does a kinyan, if a person gives a gift, if a person is moichel somebody, if someone does a transaction and he does it because it's going to be a legitimate kinyan. Now we don't say kiven de ain't daita shava olav ain't be mice of kol. Meaning, say the Teres Chaim, if somebody does a mice a kinyan because. Say he was mamish angry when he bought something, or when he sold something, or when he gave away a gift, or when he was moichel someone, or when he divorced his wife. Is that kinyan effective, or is it not effective? What's the tzadnat? Ain't daitai shalolav. And being that ain't daitai shalolav, he's clearly not mita'alamin right now. And if that's the case, maybe it's considered to have been done without das. Right, a shikr. Who goes ahead and he makes the transaction. So if it's higia shechrusoi, the shechrusoi shaloi, so the halacha is, his mekach is not a mekach, and his memkar is not a memkar, etc., etc. A chereshoi tevakotim. Because they're not b'nei das, so any transaction that they effectuate is not going to be a transaction. So it says that there is chayim yeshlachter. If somebody does something when he's bekas, is that transaction going to be effective or not? And he says, mikan mashma from here, it's mashma de kinyan o matana u mechilo, is going to be effective. But Teres Chaim says, I have a problem with that. And the problem I have is, it's connected to Mefurish Ramah. The Ramah is at the very end of Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. So the context over there is, where somebody hired an employee. These are Asoicheres Umnin and Asoicheres HaPoyalim Diga Halachas. Hilches Schiras Poyalim. So somebody hired an employee, and either the employer backed out, or the employee blacked out. So the question is, what exactly are the ramifications from a Chosha Mishpat perspective? So the Ramah at the very end says as follows, Miu Bashar Poyal. If somebody has Stama worker, the Miu Bashar Poyal is coming to contrast with if somebody hired a Malamed for his children, Ayin Shomber Ramah. But Bashar Poyal, if somebody just hires an ordinary Poyal, Im Amra Loi Bethnei Shnayim, if he would say in front of two people, Leich Me'imadi, you know what, I'm done with you, just get out. I'm done. The halach is potter, below mechila. He would be potter. Meaning, the case is where a man paid a worker. He paid him, he prepaid him. And this person is living in his house right now, and he's doing whatever work he was hired to do. And then in the middle, this balabais gets frustrated with him, and he says, Leich mi madi, you know what, just get away from here. I'm done. Potter, below mechila. He doesn't have to give the money back. He doesn't need a shtar mechila. If he did it in front of Shnayim, it sounds like it has to be done in front of Edom Al-Kopan. But the bottom line is, if he says Leich Me'imadi at that point, you're going to be done. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, Im Oma Loi Derech Kas, She'enoi Potter. That if he said it Derech Kas, then already She'enoi Potter, meaning the person that took the money is not Potter, he has to finish the job or give back the money. And the reason is because even though he said Leich Me'imadi, he was Meichelim, it's true he was Meichelim, but he was Meichelim Bekas. And being that he did it Bederech Kas, it's not going to count. So says the Teres Chaim, I have a Mefurish Ramah on the end of Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, that if a person does a Mechila Bekas, being that he was just angry, he was in a fit of rage, so whatever he said is Betelem Uvutolim, and it's not Chal, Klal, Uklal. How does the Shtim with a Mefurish Gemara? As I think Teres Chaim. Our Gemara, it's Mashma, that these Koyhanim, had they divorced their wives, when they were in this fit of rage, the wives would have been megureshes. That's why Chazal had to make the takana of the get mekusher. It sounds like a transaction that a person does because it's a transaction. It's kineged mefurish rabba. You see from here that a mechila bekas is not considered a mechila. If a gerishin bekas is a gerishin, why should a mechila bekas not be a mechila? And the Peres Chaim concludes this paragraph. I don't know. It's a pella tsuma to me. This halacha psuk in Ramah, to me, I don't know how you can reconcile it with the sugi over here in the beginning of get mekosher. Now, it's interesting that this Teres Chaim, not surprisingly, is quoted a lot by the tshuvas of the Gedolei Yisrael. Just mentioned two. A tshuvas Chassam Sofer and a tshuvas Rav Kiv Eger. The Chassam Sofer, not the whole tshuva, just one line. In Chosha Mishpat Simin Kuf Lamed, he was handling a whole discussion where somebody did something and he did it bekas. And the question was, Mamash Tishayla, if somebody does a kinyan, a mechila, whatever it was bekas, isn't it effective or is it not effective? So just listen to one line in Chassam Sofer. Vafilu la teiris chayim roish per get poshut, shehik shal zeh, mimadar bin hosam hani kapti u megarshin ashayu, the mashma, mashma, adam osa bekas say mahani. So, the Chassam Sofer brought the Halach of the Ramah. And the Halach of the Ramah, it's mashma, amaloi derech kas, she'enei pati mechila, bekas is not a mechila. Zok there, the Teres Chaim blei tzorechi. Teres Chaim is an early achron. You have to reckon with the Teres Chaim. If the Teres Chaim said that the Ramah is tzorechin, you can't just be mevatel machavek the Teres Chaim. So the Chassam Sofer is saying that even according to the Teres Chaim, who was mechiyach from Bava Basra, Kuf Samachom Ebeis, that if a person does a transaction because it's mahani, so he says like this, mevad, he says, to me, the whole kash and the whole echacha is as a shvacha hoichacha. Bekal yesh litchoiz kushyosoi kemuven. It's pashit that it's very easy to be doiches kashem. He goes ahead and he makes a distinction that even the Teres Chaim didn't always mean it. Ayin sham and the truth is chassam sefer, it's not our sugya. But the point is, the chassam sefer brought the kash of the Teres Chaim, and imamish, he machted avek. So it's poshut that this is something that you can do. I mean, it's poshut, it's not a grace akasha. Now, why is it so poshut to the Chassam Sofer that bekal yesh litchoiz kushyosei kemuven? So I looked around a little bit. I saw that the Chubina Rav in a tshuva in David Meisharim, so he handles this Indian as well. He brings the Chassam Sofer and he says, it's poshut to me that what the Chassam Sofer meant was that the Gemara says that these kohanim were kaptonim. It doesn't say that at the time that he gives the get, he's going to be bekas, where it's ain't libayolov. What does it mean he's a captain? A captain means he's like a nervous guy. He's a noyach lichois, but lav davka at the moment that he gave the get, he was bekas, where it was libay balolov. Meaning these are nervous chevra, and they'll do things that really ordinarily people wouldn't do, and then they regret it afterwards. So because of that, we have to slow them down a drop. But it doesn't mean that Peshas Maisa that he's doing it, a captain could just mean that things that maybe wouldn't bother someone else is going to bother this person. So this bothers him, and as a result, Peyushavadas, he decided to give a get. Lav Davka, at the time that he's doing the Venasa and Beyoda, he was in a state of kas. Kaptonis means that for some people, they wouldn't even notice this is a misdemeanor. You didn't even chap that your wife did this. These chever, they keep score, and they have mamash a scoring card, and you did this yesterday, right? Zvuv matzah, nima matzah, I'm getting that vav on the days, and all these different things bother these people, and as a result, they're going to give the get bedas, but it's based on a metrics that only pass for a gavra kapton, and that's something that we were trying to alleviate. Give the person a little bit of time to realize you're going to give your wife a get because of zvuv motza. That's a little bit silly. And that's what we're trying to prevent. But lav davka kas. Kaptonus luchot and kas luchot. That's what the Chabin Rav said. He believes the Chassam Sofer meant. But the truth is that there's a Chassam Sofer and Chedusha Chassam Sofer. And this is a Masechta Gittin, Daf Chav Vav Amadeis, in the middle of a sugya where he brings the Teres Chaim's kasha. And over there he says like this, V'loi kasha midi. He says, it's poshut that the Teres Chaim's kasha wasn't a kasha. Why? The otu hosom afilu reich haget aimboy bitmiya. There's a concept called reich haget. What's reich haget? Reich haget means that if someone gave a get to his wife, even if the get is not a halachically acceptable get, but at the same time, it could be what's known as a reich haget. It's a shmecht fin haget. And the nafkamina is that a koyin who's asa begrusha is not allowed to marry even a woman who received a reich haget. So the Chassam Sofer here in Git and Chavav Amid Bey says that Teres Chaim asked the kasha that the kehanim were going to have a problem. Why? Because they were going to give the get. They were going to do it in a fit of rage and they wouldn't be able to be machzik grushasim. Freak Torah's Chaim, according to Ramah, if they gave the get because, so the get's anyway is not a get. Zok, Tichsam Soifel, like Kasha Midi, it's true it's not a get. You want to know if it's a Klara get, it's not a Klara get. Oh, it's a Reach a get, and a coin's also a Reach a get. So if at the end of the day we're trying to protect the Kayhanim, it doesn't really matter if it's a real get or if it's a Reach a get. Zol Zayn, no Niach, it was only a Reach a get. Is that what Tichsam Soifel meant here in the Tshuva? That Milvad ki Bekal Yeshlitchais Kushiose Kamuvin, he meant Reach a get. The Svara of the Chabina Rav is a little bit more Kal, and it's a little bit more Kamuvin. You don't have to be such a Talmud Chacham to think of the Svara, but to know the halach of Reich HaGet, and that's what the Suya means over here, so this already requires a little bit more Bikiyas and a little bit more Yediyas HaTayr, but either way, that's what's going on in the Tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting that Reb Kiveger had a Tshuva, where he discussed this as well. This Tshuvas Reb Kiveger is printed in Chelek Dalet, so if you have the Mechon Hamar, five volume Tshuvas Reb Kiveger. So this is Chelek Dalet, it's Choshen Mishpat, Simen Aleph. So Reb Kiveger over this has a very big Chiddush. Kveger goes the other way around. Kveger says, Teres Chaim said that I see from the Gemara in the beginning of Perikat Pashat that if somebody does a transaction, because say he's the transaction. How does that stem with the Ramah? The Ramah said that Yesh Oimrim im amaloi derech kas she'enoi potter. Says Reb Kveger, the nearly that this that the Ramah said, im amaloi derech kas she'enoi potter, is dafka ashalamayla. He was saying it specifically in that instance. What was the case? Somebody had a worker and he got frustrated with this worker and he said, Lech me'imati. It wasn't moichel, mefurish. He said, you can leave and I don't want my money back or never come back. He just said, Lech me'imati. On that case, the Rama said, Dim amalei derech kas. Ratzoloimer, hach lishna de lech me'imati. Because then we don't teach that what he said was mechila. I don't want to see your face. Today, tomorrow, you owe me money. You better come back, right? I still need someone to fix my house. But today, I don't want to see you. Says Reb Kiveger. Av bederech kas. Mahani, over there, it's poshnet that that's what is going to be. And Reb Kiveger says it's ktsas noita that way. You know why? Because the only place the Ramah said this halacha was right here. This is such a critical halacha that if someone does a kinyan, bederech kas, where did the Ramah say it? It's tucked away in the end of Chay Shemish, but Simon Shin Lam Megimel? How could it be? This is such a fundamental halacha. The Teretz says, Avada Mechila Bekas is Mechila. And Gerishin Bekas, like the Teretz Chaim was Mechiach, isn't going to be considered a Gerishin. The Ramah meant it Dafka in this case, and that's why he said it over here. Because Lech Me'imodi Shaloi Bekas means I'm Moichel you. Lech Me'imodi Bekas just means I can't look at you right now. Let me calm down, give me a moment, and then when you come back, we'll sort this out. And you're going to have to, you're going to have to. But it sounds a little bit like Chassam Sofer Kivega came out, mamish and different. I mean, the Chassam Sofer seems to understand the Ramah saying a Yisoy Gadol over here. He's saying that if somebody does a Kinyan Bekas, the Kinyan is not going to be a Kinyan. Aye, the Teres Chaim's Kasha, so the Chassam Sofer, it's Bekal, it's very easy to be Doichid. Everyone knows, not a hard Kal, can move him. So Pasha, what exactly that means? Good, we have different Nuschais. But the bottom line is, Kivega's a Faker. Kivega said if somebody does a Mechil Bekas like the Teres Chaim's Kasha, you have a Raya from Bava Basra, Kuf Samach on the days, that really it's going to be a Mechil, it's going to be a get, it's going to be a transaction. Aye, the Ramah said it Dafka in that place. It's a tucked away Ramah for a reason. Right? We always say tucked away. What's the Kshivas of tucked away? That it's tucked away in a Toysus and Nazir and it has Shas ramifications. But Amo, it's tucked away for a reason. This is tucked away in the end of Shin Lama Gimel because it's only in a gay Shin Lama Gimel. It's something that's unique. Mamash said Allah. But it's funny because I was just thinking, right? When a person's Bekas, okay, so he's not Metaloman. That's the whole premise to this Teres Chaim, and this Chassam Sofer, and this Reb Kiveger. Right? The whole premise of this Shmuz is the fact that when a person is Bekas, sometimes he does things that he wasn't thinking. Right? Where do you find the Sugya of Kas very prominently featured in Allah? Masechtas Nedar. Poischem b'charata. Right? If a person makes a neder, and then he has charata on the neder. So it's machlokes in the Gemara. Whether you need a Pesach, you have to find some toast in the Iker, a neder, in order to get a mutalach, right? In Shimon HaRabbosai. Or you don't need a Pesach. Even if you don't need a Pesach, but what you would need is, like the Ran says, throughout Masechtas Nedarim, that the person was Ein Libay Olav when he went ahead and he made the net. Either it was Bekas or he did it in the Hiros. So there's an understanding when a person's angry and he does something, he doesn't really mean it. The flip side is, Chazal say, Begimul Dvarim Adam Nikar, Bekisei, Bekasei, Ubekasei. That when a person's Bekas, then you know what he's really thinking. If this guy said, Leich Mei Modi Bekas, I'm pretty confident he doesn't, deep down, he doesn't want to see this person. But that's what it means, Adam Nikar. Sometimes when a person's Bekas, his real Ratzon comes out. And what he really wants starts to shine. So there's a little bit of a dichotomy. On the one hand, when a person's Bekas, it's not him. Mitzacheni, the Adam is Nikar Davka Bekasei. Right? That's how you know where a person is. But the truth is that when it comes to Mekach and Memka, when it comes to transactions, right, this is a cloud god that we talk about always in the Sugya of Dram Shavaleim, the Sugya Tovyu of Azavin Zvine Zvine. We don't really care what the person's Ratzin is. The person's Ratzin is neither here nor there. The question is, what did you do? And did you have Das when you did it? So when you talk about Das and Halacha, it doesn't care about Ratzin. It's ironic, because there's one time where Ratzin matters. And that's the Shtickle Terry that we said over for Abshach not so long ago. That when it comes to Gerishin, over there, Ratzin does matter. Right? When it comes to Gerishin, there's a special limur that it's not enough that you have Das to be Megarish. You have to Ram brings a pasuk. There's 10 halachas that were said by Gerishin. One of them is that the Baal has to have Ratzin. He has to want to give the get. Everybody, what do you mean? You have to want to give a get? You have to want to do any transaction. The Teretz says, normal, all you need is Das. When it comes to Gerishin, you have to have Ratzin. Das versus Ratzin is always a fascinating thing when you're dealing with Halacha. But again, we're not dealing here what the toich of the person is. Well, the guy did a transaction. He knew what he was doing. He was cognizant of it. In Hilchas Das, Avifli did a Bekas. Is that considered that it was done Bekas? Was it not done? Is not considered that he did a Bekas? And whether that means he had Ratzin or didn't have Ratzin, that already is going to be neither here nor there.